This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Dave Van Everen of Mirantis.
Thank you, Ian. It's good to be here today, here at the OpenStack Summit. I've been with Mirantis for about 4 years in a variety of roles, have seen the OpenStack industry evolve during that time. Mirantis is a provider of OpenStack and other open source infrastructure software. We've been here learning quite a bit about some of the emerging technology and solutions around edge in the OpenStack industry.
Edge computing is not necessarily a new subject, but it means a lot to different people. As you just said, here at the summit, there's been an awful lot of talk about edge. What does edge actually mean to Mirantis?
We recently introduced Mirantis Cloud Platform Edge solution, and that is a variant of the Mirantis Cloud Platform that's been specifically tuned for some of the architectural considerations involved with edge computing as we see it today. The customers that we're working with tend to have multiple tiers or concentric circles almost of edge clusters. So we're finding that having flexible infrastructure and a flexible approach to lifecycle management of that infrastructure is advantageous, particularly when the use cases around edge are still being defined. We're seeing that cluster sizes can vary from in a core where it could be several hundred nodes to an intermediary set of nodes, maybe 10 to 30, and then a very small footprint edge cloud where there's maybe 1 to 3 nodes perhaps without any control plane deployed, and a mixture of OpenStack and Kubernetes and virtual machines and containers as the workloads.
If we're talking about workloads, containers, running a whole bunch of stuff on this, how big does an edge device have to be? What does it really need to be viable?
The edge devices themselves can be extremely small. They can be individual cell phones and anything in between. The physical nodes that we work with are the typical 1U rack server units, those types of servers. Those are typically still in support of many IoT devices or mobile devices that are running even further out on the edge.
When you talk about architecture, we kind of know how to architect an application these days. We've begun to understand how to re-architect for cloud, where we've got to deal with asynchronous and we've got to deal with things that move around and may just pop up or we may just instantiate new versions. How does that architecture change for edge computing?
It definitely places a premium on fault tolerance and the ability to be resilient when there are hardware or software failures, because you may not have the same capability for replacing the equipment or otherwise restarting services as quickly as you could if it were operating in a core data center. Designing both the applications and the infrastructure they're running on to be fault tolerant is an important step. Utilizing patterns like immutable infrastructure to be able to essentially automate the process of instantiating new processes when others fail is an important part of the architecture of any edge solution.
What sort of use cases are you seeing customers using?
It's just starting to evolve. For us, we are, I'd say, serving mostly the middle ring in those concentric circles where perhaps 10 to 30 nodes. And we're seeing applications like content delivery networks is like a starting point, but also traffic shaping to a large extent is something we're hearing from a number of customers that we're working with is one of the things that they'd like to see with that particular part of their overall edge architecture, so that they can streamline the traffic that's coming in from the far out edge and avoid having that impact the bandwidth and bottlenecks that are at the core data centers.
If I look at some of the other edge use cases I've seen, things like being able to process data at the very edge, particularly where we're gathering large amounts of data, because a lot of data can be noise. And if we're trying to pull that back into the core of a network, that becomes a significant challenge for us. How many of the use cases and the customers you're talking to are doing that sort of work?
That's absolutely part of the equation. In the architecture that we're jointly defining with a number of customers, there's considerations for storing and processing data using technology like Ceph as the software-defined storage framework. That's definitely something that they're considering. The recognition is there that all of that data, if it were to go all the way back to the core, would essentially blow up the core because it's an exponential amount of data compared to what they're currently handling today.
How smart can we make those edge devices then? Because there's one thing between saying throw away all of the data that looks like this because we think that's noise, but actually sometimes real data gets caught up in that. So what level of intelligence are we starting to apply to that edge of the network?
That's a really interesting question. There's still a lot that's TBD in answering that question. Companies today are probably still figuring out what's state of the art in doing that. We clearly haven't reached a point where we've applied machine learning and other forms of AI to solving that problem yet.
What about security? Because the more we push computing to the edge of the network, the more powerful it becomes. These more powerful devices, because they're part of an architecture, have a direct pipeline to the core of what we do. That makes them not only a risk factor, but it makes them highly desirable targets by the bad guys.
For us, because we're still dealing with that intermediate layer, we're seeing that people or companies are implementing controls at those points, firewalls and things like that. I personally am not too familiar with the on-device security or far out on the edge what they might be doing as far as security, other than working on hardening the software that's running on the server-sized nodes that we work with typically.
What tools should developers be looking at when they're considering moving to edge?
Today, most companies are still deploying VM-based applications. If you think about virtual network functions, they're still primarily VM-based. It's definitely not too soon to start exploring containerizing those workloads. Some companies are already working on that. There are plenty of development frameworks and application delivery frameworks for working with containerized or cloud native applications. Some of those tools are Cloud Foundry, OpenShift. Mirantis provides a technology based on Spinnaker called Mirantis Application Platform for continuous application delivery. Those are some of the tools that development teams should be focusing on when working with Edge. The advantage of working with containers is the smaller footprint. Big part of the Mirantis solution for Edge is utilizing Kubernetes for scheduling and orchestration, using OpenStack Ironic for bare metal provisioning to really avoid having a bigger footprint caused by the control plane itself, so that we can focus more on just the compute and storage nodes.
One of the advantages of containers, as you rightly said, is that they're smaller. They don't have a lot of the baggage that virtual machines have had for many years. But there's another side to that, isn't there? When we talk about a container, we don't even think about putting entire programs in there. The focus is predominantly microservices, which could just be as little as a few lines of code. When we're talking to developers about changing the way they do things, about taking advantage of microservices, how quickly are you seeing adoption, or is there a bottleneck somewhere, maybe education or tooling?
It's being addressed opportunistically by companies. As they develop new applications, they're developing them with a true cloud-native and service-oriented approach, where every individual service is encapsulated in a container. But the first step typically with legacy applications is to convert VM to container. We're seeing that being undertaken by companies primarily with legacy applications.
I'm going to be really cheeky now and say, despite how fast things are changing, if I were to ask you to look at the next 18 months, what do you see happening in this space?
With Edge, as we're approaching 2019, we're going to see the first mobile 5G offerings hit the market. They're starting now in the U.S. All of the large carriers are in the process of launching their 5G solutions. Beyond that, I think people talk a lot about the consumer-oriented Edge use cases around augmented reality and those types of applications. Whether those emerge in the next 18 months, I think, is still anyone's guess. I do think that mobile computing in general is going to be the primary driver of edge use cases in the near term.
Sounds like it's going to be fun. Dave, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. It was great talking with you as well.